real challenge with the passage of this bill tonight is that we have been looking for some certainty and a way forward in the industry in terms of marketing arrangements. And this bill that was supported by the LNP, this Qatar Australia Party private members bill sponsored by the LNP, delivers the exact opposite. So this is really the beginning of a long, drawn-out legal stoush, and I think it's a real setback for the Queensland sugar industry.
If the consequences are as dire as you've just said, why wouldn't the Milling Council and your members have tried harder to reach a commercially negotiated resolution when that was still a possibility?
Look, I think that there is no question that the mills, via the Milling Council, have put forward what is an extremely strong compromise position. We were working on that actively as recently as late last week, and we got to the point where I think politics got the best of us, and essentially the grower organisations said that they were unable to do anything in relation to the proposed compromise until after the bill.
But you've had 18 months, Dominic Nolan. Why wait until the final week to get serious about offering some ground in which you could actually come to some type of mutually agreeable arrangement?
We've been serious and been working hard on this for the past 18 months. I think one of the biggest challenges that we've had is exactly what we've seen tonight, is that given that there are some in terms of the grower organisations whose main objective was re-regulation no matter what, it wouldn't matter what the mills were prepared to do. They weren't the grower organisations. Some of the grower organisations were not interested in a commercial compromise. So it didn't matter what we were putting on the table or how far we were prepared to go. The only outcome that some of those grower organisations were prepared to accept was re-regulation. And while that prospect was hanging there and while the bill was sitting there, they were quite happy to just roll the dice and see how they go.
Well, if that's the case, why didn't the Milling Council call their bluff and offer the one thing that growers have maintained that this argument is all about, and that's the choice of who markets the sugar?
And I guess that's one of the significant challenges. What we have been fighting, and we will continue to fight for as long and as hard as we have to, is to protect the ownership of the sugar. The mill started this whole exercise saying that we can't accept pre-contract arbitration and we cannot accept a change in ownership of the sugar. And the mills are prepared to fight that as far as we need to go.
Well, arguably, trust between the milling and growing sectors is already at an all-time low, and now you're suggesting that this battle is not over, that it's destined to head for more acrimony and into the courts. What damage is that going to do long-term to an industry where your economic futures, millers and growers, are inextricably linked?
Look, I think there is no question that where we are right now is an extremely damaging position for the Queensland sugar industry. There's no question that there is a long way to go on this issue. We will work through all legal and government avenues to quash this re-regulation of the Queensland sugar industry. The LNP and the Qatar Party have not done cane farmers any favours here tonight. They have not delivered a solution. And we have no choice but to fight this unjust and damaging legislation as far as we need to.
Well, Dominic Nolan, I'm sure it would be the cane growers that will contend that they have no choice about who markets their sugar, and that's the crux of this argument. What practically will change for your sugar milling companies now that this legislation is destined to become law?
I think one of the points that you raise there is a pretty key point, which is their sugar. The mills at law currently, unless this new bill is enacted and changes it at law currently, the mills own the sugar. This unilaterally changes the property rights for sugar mills. So it is extremely serious. There has been billions of dollars of investment by milling companies in recent years based on the law as it stands, and this bill changes that. So it is a major concern for the industry as a whole.
But surely if the Milling Council and your members were genuine in their desire to recognise the two-thirds economic interest of the growers, then wouldn't you be pulling out all stops to assure them that they would have a choice of the marketer? That's simply what they've asked for from the beginning of this debate.
So what this debate started with was calls for fairness and equity and transparency
and choice.
Growers to be assured that they were given everything that they were deserved in terms of payment for their cane. And what we delivered with the compromise that we put forward is exactly that. It provides absolute surety in terms of the financial sustainability for QSL, unless growers want to do something different. And it provides for 100% choice for growers in terms of the revenue that they receive, controlling the revenue outcome for the sale of their cane through the futures pricing and through the net marketing premium from QSL or from mills.